set the challenge. Two National Guard officers shot right by the White House. Emerald Robinson, a great star reporter, White House correspondent, you name it, Lindell TV, here with us right now, fired from other jobs for telling the truth. I know you've been reaching out to your White House sources. Any new intel for us, Emerald Robinson? Unmute your microphone.
Sorry, I was making calls, trying to find out more.
I understand. Go ahead.
No new intel for you. Sorry about that. But look, I do expect, based on everything we're hearing, that you can expect ahead of the 2026 midterms for some of these color revolutionary tactics to ramp up like we saw in 2020. Remember the Summer of Love? I was reporting at the White House, and there was incidents constantly around the White House. We've already heard from groups that they plan to ramp up activity. And as we've been talking about for the last hour, now that the Democrats are feeling that their operation, or the communists in our country feel that their operation is finally in jeopardy and for real, I think we'll see a lot more. And we have to be vigilant. And I do hope what you said before we went away to the break, Alex, that more people in America, not just, you know, Trump supporters, understand the big picture of what's going on when we see some of these stories. I'll refrain from maybe commenting so much on the National Guard because I really don't know much about it.
Well, here's the deal. Their fraud's being exposed. Their money's being cut off. People say, oh, they can win the midterms. They're going to wait. No, my gut is they're not going to wait. They're going to make their move.
I don't think so either. I think we're going to see it. And I worry about President Trump because they are so desperate, right? They try to take him out multiple times during the campaign. And when they get so desperate, who knows what they're going to do? I think we all need to stay vigilant and prayed up over the next year, because this is the most pivotal election. I know we said that about 2024. We bought a lifeline, but I will just reiterate what General Flynn said earlier today on InfoWars, in that this is it. This is it. This could be the last election if it's not fixed.
And it is. It just escalates and escalates. That's not hype. That, I mean, that's a total fact. It just escalates, escalates, because they're not giving up. We're not giving up. And now that we're winning, they're more desperate than ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, when is your show today, so people can tune into that?
You can see me every day from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern on LindellTV.com. And there's an encore at 8 p.m. every day, in case you've been watching InfoWars and you missed me on Lindell TV. And I just want to say, Alex, everyone at Lindell TV, we appreciate what you do and the Alex Jones Network. And thank you for having me on to get this out here. As I said, I will be sharing more on X at Emerald Robinson, and also more exclusive information dropping on my Substack, emerald.tv.
Emerald, thank you so much. Incredible job.
Thank you.
What a Valkyrie. So I'm going to explain this. Most of you know this. The subconscious and unconscious mind is hundreds of times conservative, more powerful than the cerebral cortex focus. Cerebral cortex is your narrow focus, what you're looking at. People say gut, that's all your knowledge. Your brain knows it. It's not a hunch. When Sherlock Holmes knows the answer, it's not because he just magically, or, you know, in real world, famous detectives who study all, they'll tell you. They don't know why they know. They just, bloop, they know. I can intellectually, politically tell you the war's just starting, okay? The stuff's going to get crazy now. This is just, you look at all the craziness before, it'll look tame. But gut level, woo, baby. I mean, my gut is on fire. It's like the analogy of the sword sting that when a goblin's near it, glows blue. Well, I'm glowing blue, baby. So pray, be engaged, keep your head on a swivel, look out. The enemy's getting ready to make their move. They already have. But they're now learning the world's a two-way street. And America ain't asleep no more. All right. Stuart Rhodes takes over. Then the War Room today with Harrison Smith and more. 3 p.m. Central. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Theme Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Theme Off because it's a thyroid issue, and the Theme Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-filament formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for the fourth hour at InfoWars. We have a breaking story of two National Guardsmen shot just down the street from the White House in Washington, D.C., and the White House is now on lockdown for security. The custody, they said that the shooter is apparently down and in custody. We just heard that. This is an indication of the war we're in, and I'm curious to see who the suspect is. We'll see who this is, whether it's the red side of the Red-Green Alliance or the green side of the Red-Green Alliance in this country, whether it's jihadist or a radical communist in our country. This is the fruits of what the left has been doing in our country ever since President Trump was elected in 2016 and served from 2017 for his first term, and now again after 2024. They want National Guardsmen to be shot in the streets. The rhetoric out of the left the entire time has been that the National Guard are Nazis and are following unconstitutional orders from President Trump, when the exact opposite is the fact. Everything he's doing to secure our nation with the National Guard is within his bounds as President of the United States. In fact, is within his duty. So we're waiting to see that the condition of the National Guardsmen, but apparently one of them was shot in the head. So let's pray for them, pray for a speedy recovery, and pray for that they survive. One report has it that one of them was airlifted for life flight. So let's pray for them and hope that they survive. But President Trump, that's why I asked the crew earlier, are the National Guard carrying weapons in D.C., which I certainly hope they would be, and the answer was yes. That's why the National Guard is deployed across our country to suppress the insurrection of the radical left, should always be armed, and they should be armed with one in the chamber so they can defend themselves and others against terrorists. So apparently at least three people have been shot, but two of them we know are National Guardsmen. So once again, let's pray for their survival. In this situation we're in right now, with the radical left in this nation demonizing, and the Democratic Party demonizing, the National Guard, painting them as Nazis, claiming that they're violating the Constitution. This is exactly why you have the seditious six among the Democrats calling on the military to refuse President Trump's orders. It's a dog whistle to all the leftists who are still in our military, who still need to be purged out, but it's also an attempt to disrupt and interfere with the chain of command. Now, as a founder of Oath Keepers, obviously from the very beginning of Oath Keepers in 2009, I was all about, and still am, about educating the people who swear the oath and serve in the military and police about their responsibility under their oath. So what I would encourage President Trump to do, piggybacking on the discussion Alex Jones had with General Flynn just last segment, is that they should use this for good. What man means for evil, God will use for good. President Trump should call a press conference, especially now in light of this attempted assassination of two National Guardsmen. He should call a press conference and address the nation. And he should have Pete Hegseth standing next to him as Secretary of War, and also Tulsi Gabbard. Both of them have served in the military and are very respected and very credible and very well spoken about the oath. And he should use the enemy's attempt to steer the military wrong to reemphasize that, yes, you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and now we're going to tell you about the domestic enemies of the Constitution and lay it on the table that we are facing an open insurrection by the deep state and by the left and their jihadi allies across the country. And it's been going on since President Trump was first inaugurated. It went on in rapid fashion in 2020 with open rebellion across the country, and we're seeing it now. He should spell out, with the assistance of Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth, that this is their plan. This is what they're doing right now. We are facing an invasion, check. That's open invasion of the country. It's been going on for over a decade. We are facing an insurrection by the left. I believe this is probably the latest example of that going kinetic. and it's not the first one. And we are also facing direct refusal to comply with federal law and direct force being used to impede the enforcement of our immigration laws. You've got ICE agents across the country being assaulted, including being rammed with vehicles and attempting to murder them with a vehicle. And that's been going on for months now. And so I'm not at all surprised that has gone kinetic in Washington, D.C. And I think that's part of their plan, is they are going to get people to do attack, not just ICE, but also National Guard. And what they're hoping to do is to prompt President Trump into dropping the hammer. But frankly, I think he should. I think he should use this as his rationale for invoking the Insurrection Act, citing the fact that we are facing an invasion, an insurrection, and also direct opposition with force to the execution of the laws of the Union. He should spell that out. The Insurrection Act makes very clear that that's the criteria that he can use for bringing the military and National Guard as the militia into the cities to protect the rights of the American people and to suppress an insurrection. And he should. So when he addresses the people, American people, he should point out that not only are the seditious six trying to disrupt the chain of command, he should also point out that they are involved through Brennan, as Alex Jones has been saying earlier, that they are involved in a longstanding coup. Brennan is acting exactly like Alan Dulles acted after he was fired by JFK. He continued to run the CIA through proxies and from his own little select farm out in Virginia. He continued to actually be the real director of the CIA. And I believe, sadly, the same is true now. Frankly, I think Ratcliffe should be fired. I don't think he's cleaning house inside the CIA. So in addition to directing, as Alex Jones and General Flynn said earlier, in addition to directing Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard to get to the bottom of what's going on with Brennan and his cabal of traitors, they should also bring Ratcliffe onto the carpet and demand the same from him. But frankly, I believe President Trump should use his power to do recess appointments during the holiday break and fire Ratcliffe, fire Patel, fire Bongino, and frankly also fire Pam Bondi, because they have all failed to do their duty, and should put real fighters in there. Jeffrey Clark should be Attorney General, or Ed Martin, or the two of them can work together as Attorney General and as Assistant Attorney General. And in the Department of Defense, they should be purging out all the generals that they already know are still in place, who are like Milley, the same cut from the same cloth, who are the ones that are being dog whistled to. I believe that this Sedition Six, their real targets are those generals inside of the deep state. They believe that they can give them cover and encourage them to go ahead and refuse President Trump's lawful orders by characterizing them as unlawful when they're not. And I believe that's what they really want to see happen, is more General Milley's out there. And I don't believe enough purging has been done inside the Department of Defense. So I encourage Pete Hegseth to charge hard, and with President Trump's backing, to purge the ranks of anyone who is a communist, who's not loyal to this country, right down from the generals down to the privates. Just go and do an investigation inside of DOD and purge out the leftist loyalists who are still there. And the exact same thing must be done inside the CIA, inside the FBI, inside NSA, et cetera. And it has not been done. And inside the DOJ, the exact reason why Comey's indictment and Alicia James' indictment was dismissed is because you have stay-behinds inside the DOJ. That's why President Trump had to bring his own lawyer in. We all saw this. They were going to run the clock out and not actually indict Comey, but run the clock out on the statute of limitations. That's why President Trump had to bring his own lawyer in to get it done within 2 weeks. And then you had a loyalist judge, a loyal leftist judge, who then dismissed the charge. So I really encourage President Trump to use his absolute power of declassification to declassify and expose the corrupt judges. That's exactly what needs to be done, exposure, and then purge them out. If you don't do that, if you don't expose them, they'll stay in place and they're stay-behinds who will continue to be poison pills. And the exact same thing is true of the entire DOJ, the entire FBI, and the CIA. So now, as they were talking earlier, and yesterday also, Alex was talking to someone about the fact that the president now needs his own intelligence service that's loyal to him, sadly, to go help him ferret out what's going on at the CIA. Well, I think he already has that. It's called the U.S. military. So the U.S. military intelligence branches and branch services are the ones who did intelligence for our nation before there was a CIA. And with Tulsi Gabbard's assistance and with Hegseth's assistance as Department of War head, he can and should use the military intelligence once again to give him accurate intelligence and turn inward on the domestic enemies of the Constitution and purge them out once and for all. He could and can and should go to the CIA and the FBI and just kick everyone out of the building and the NSA and just tell them to go home and await further orders. It's just work from home. And he should turn it all over to Tulsi Gabbard to lead the way and Pete Hegseth using military intelligence and military personnel who are still loyal to the Constitution. And that way he can go in and do with the CIA, NSA, and FBI exactly what DOGE was doing with other departments. They need to DOGE all of those agencies. The intelligence agencies, the DOJ and FBI must be DOGE and exposed. Same thing that Elon Musk did when he first bought Twitter. He threw the doors open and exposed all the internal corruption and collusion between sitting, current serving FBI, CIA, NSA, and Twitter to ferret, to target Americans for censorship, targeting who should be censored and what should be censored. Elon Musk exposed that, which was a fantastic step. That should be done with every one of those agencies. And the fact that it hasn't been done yet shows you that President Trump has sadly appointed the wrong people who are not following his orders. So I strongly encourage President Trump to do exactly what General Flynn recommended along with Alex and do hold that address to the American people. But when he does that, to have Tulsi Gabbard and Hegseth lay out the responsibilities under the oath. They can tell the service members that, yes, you swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. That was against all enemies, foreign and domestic. My oath is similar. It's also to preserve and protect the Constitution and to execute the laws of the Union. And you must now know exactly who the domestic enemies of the Constitution are. So I'm going to show you. And you can lay out the coup, lay out the Podesta plan, lay it all out for what's been done over the last, you know, since 2016, it's an ongoing coup by the deep state, by the left, by the uniparty allies. So you should take advantage of the situation that they've brought the oath to the forefront. And I'm glad, actually. Let us talk about the oath and what it means. So the service members will know that President Trump's authority under the militia statutes, they can spell it all out legally. Here's his authority under militia statutes that have existed for the entire duration of this republic. And here's his authority under the Insurrection Act, which started under Jefferson. So in different forms, it's gone forward through our history. The authority is still the same. He can use the militia, which includes the National Guard, and under the Insurrection Act, he can also use the military at any point where he's facing an invasion, an insurrection, or resistance to the execution of the laws of the Union, or where local or state officials fail or impede the protection of the American people under our Constitution. He can and should do that. And when he does that, when he stands in front of the American people and spells that out, I believe he should bring the American people to their feet with a call to action. Alex and General Flynn were talking about this. He should rally the American people and call them to action. I agree. But what he should do is call them up as the militia. This is something I've been saying for months now. He has full authority under those militia statutes to call forth all of the militia, not just the National Guard. Under federal statute, the militia is defined as every able-bodied man from age 17 to 45 in this country. That includes every man out there who's listening to this in that age bracket. All of you are the militia under federal statute. That has existed since the founding of this country. And for you veterans, like myself included, I served as a paratrooper, all of you veterans out there, until age 64, the president can call you up, and he should. When he addresses the nation and lays out the coup, the ongoing coup that's being done to subvert and destroy our republic, he should call on the American people. He should say, I'm calling forth the militia to call forth and stand to in every county across the country to muster. He should instruct the veteran to take charge of leading and training all of the other men and organizing them and then awaiting for his orders. He should say, we are now facing not just an insurrection by the radical left. We also have known jihadists in this nation. We have Al-Qaeda bragging about how they're going to do October 7 style attacks across the country. They're going to do October 7 or Mumbai-style attacks. Imagine 8 to 10 or 12 armed jihadists with body armor and AK-47s or AR-15s attacking schools or school buses, for example. This is something that Sarah Adams has been warning about, other counterterrorism experts on Sean Ryan's podcast, for example. So this is reality. And he can use that example when he addresses the American people and says, we need to face reality, as Patrick Henry said, let's face the truth, no matter how awful it is, and prepare for it rather than deluding ourselves with false hope. In this situation, the rhetoric coming from the left, the actions coming from the left, the actions and rhetoric coming from the radical clerics across the country, the masses of Muslim immigrants that are brought into this country who are not assimilating, you can see it and hear it from their own mouths, what they intend to do. And you hear it from Al-Qaeda, for example, and ISIS, and from Hamas and Hezbollah and from Iran. So their proxies, their stay-behinds, their cells are already in this country. So President Trump should recognize that and say, now this is why we must call forth the militia. And of course, he can, at his discretion, he can choose not to call forth the militia in radical communist enclaves like Portland, Oregon, if he is concerned they will not be loyal to the Constitution. So he can be selective about that, which I would recommend, frankly. Be very selective and careful about calling forth the militia in counties dominated by the radical left in this nation or dominated by Muslims in this nation, like Dearborn, Michigan, for example. So, but call forth those who are loyal to our Constitution and get them together and get them organized. Now, what this would mean, though, is that within weeks, we would be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us, whatever false flag or open coup that is thrown by the left or by the radical Islamicists in this country would be so much stronger within a matter of weeks, a matter of days, frankly. But I am certain, and I know, that us veterans can turn around and train all the other men in our counties within a matter of weeks or a month at the tops in how to move, shoot, and communicate, and how to run their firearms effectively and competently. Not doing anything else until President Trump gives us order to do so, but ready and willing and able to suppress any kind of attack. Now, InfoWars is at the forefront, tip of the spear, in the fight to save our republic. I encourage you to take advantage of the special sale they have going on right now, the Black Friday sale, half off, or no, buying 2-for-1 of all the supplements in the store. 2-for-1 and 25% off of all of the apparel. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, and take advantage of those Black Friday specials that run all week until Friday night at midnight, and stock up on awesome supplements. And this fuels the information war, the fight to save the republic. And I've known Alex now for decades, and I can tell you this. I consider him a great patriot. I've never seen him waver. I've only seen him call out the truth over and over again, and his whole crew. Every one of them has been fantastic. Harrison Smith and I are good friends. He's also a staunch patriot. And I've known Breonna Taylor, Breonna Morello, since I was a prisoner, a domestic enemy, or a domestic political prisoner in this country. I've known her since then. They're all fantastic people, and they're fighting the good fight. So, and I'm proud to be here to fill in for the fourth hour. It's important that you understand where we are and that everyone who took that oath honors it. That's why I founded Oath Keepers in 2009. So I know some other folks have said, oh, I don't think the military needs to be reminded of their oath. I think they do. That's why we should capitalize on this intent by the bad guys to try to screw with the chain of command. We should use that to educate the soldiers. They should be taught the Constitution. They should be taught where the red lines in the Bill of Rights are, like gun confiscation, and how to protect all of the Bill of Rights, which was meant to prevent a repeat of what the founders experienced under King George. It's important for us to reemphasize why everyone takes that oath. It comes from Article 3 of the Constitution, or Article 6, of the Constitution itself. The oath requirement was put there by the founders for a reason. They were concerned that anywhere in the chain of command, from the president down to your local dog catcher, they wanted to make sure that everyone knew the responsibility to say no. So, for example, if you have a local police chief, say in Dearborn, Michigan, who wants to arrest a peaceful Christian protester like Jake Lang, for example, and wants to use their power to oppress someone for their religious beliefs, it's responsibility of the officers to say no, and it's also the responsibility of all the rest of us to step in and protect that freedom of speech and freedom of religion in this country. So it's important for them to know the lines, where the lines are in the Constitution. Now, in the military, you're taught, I served as a paratrooper, and when I was in basic training, we were taught about My Lai, the My Lai massacre, where you had Lieutenant Colley and his men obeying clearly illegal orders to shoot women and children. He tried to defend himself by saying he's just following orders. That's not a valid defense. So it is true that every service member has a responsibility to refuse blatantly unlawful orders. Now, for good order and discipline, orders are presumed to be lawful unless they are blatantly unlawful. That way you avoid problems of the chain of command. So your military is taught to follow orders unless it's blatantly unlawful. Now, a clear, bright line, unlawfulness is not just what happened in the My Lai massacre or Abu Ghraib, which is the modern example used when teaching the military, but also what happened in Hurricane Katrina. We had unconstitutional gun confiscation being ordered by an anti-gun mayor, anti-gun police chief. That was a situation, a big wake-up call for all of us, that current serving police officers did not understand enough about the Constitution and their oath responsibilities. And at the time, the leftists defended that by saying, well, we don't want a police officer to make a decision on his own about what's constitutional or not. That's for the judges. So their attitude has always been, until now, that it's the judges that tell you whether or not something you're being told is unconstitutional. Until then, you should just follow orders, because they want blind obedience. And I saw that in 2009 when I started Oath Keepers. We were attacked for encouraging people to take the oath seriously. We were attacked because they want blind obedience. They do not want them thinking for themselves. So now they're trying to flip the script. Hey, Alex.
I'm going to pop in here while you're doing a great job. Here's the big question. We're going to put a poll up. We're deadly serious about this. Christy, now I'm saying pray for them. They're in critical condition. Is it going to be a tranny, a communist, or an Antifa, or will they try to false flag us with a ridiculous story that a right-winger did it? I'm asking you the question. I'm asking the viewers going up on Relox Jones on X. We're going to find out, or who knows, with the spin we've got. What do you think?
Well, either or a jihadist. It could be any one of the two, or three or four. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Could be a jihadist. That's why I brought the Red-Green Alliance earlier. Yeah.
So, communist, Islamicist?
Tranny. Or someone who's been brainwashed to believe that these are Nazis, like Antifa, and they're trying to take out a Nazi.
So it could just be a leftist.
Yeah, I think it could be a leftist or one of their proxies, one of their allies, like the jihadist. So we'll see. We do want to pray for them. This is a horrible thing to have happen on the eve of Thanksgiving. But let's remember where we come from, who we are, and let's leave it in God's hands. As the founders said, duty is ours, results are God's. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Charlie Kirk about how this is a Christian nation and why that's so important on Thanksgiving. God bless.
Beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the theolicshow.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670 something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. But you are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body Health with turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support. But you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for the fourth hour of Alex Jones' show today. As we said earlier, there were two National Guardsmen that were shot, a total of three persons shot, and President Trump has just issued a statement about the shooting. The animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded and now in two separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless will pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. I, as President of the United States and everyone associated with the Office of the Presidency, am with you. That's President Trump's statement on the two National Guardsmen. Let's pray for them that they will survive. Apparently, one of them was shot in the head. Let's just pray for them that God will preserve them and protect them. As I discussed earlier, this is not a surprise to me, sadly. The left, the media, the uniparty in the deep state has been demonizing the National Guard as well as ICE for the duration of the Trump presidency. Anytime he calls them forth to execute the laws of the Union, which he has full authority to do, in fact, has a duty to do, they will attack him as a Nazi and attack ICE as Nazis and the National Guard as Nazis. Secretary Kristi Noem, Secretary of DHS Kristi Noem, has said, please join me in praying for the two National Guardsmen who were just shot moments ago in Washington, D.C. DHS.gov is working with local law enforcement to gather more information. So they have a shooter in custody, apparently, who's also severely wounded. I'm curious to find out, as Alex said earlier, Is it a leftist? Is it a jihadist? Is it some Antifa who's been brainwashed to believe that that National Guard are Nazis? Is it some whacked out tranny? We'll find out. So, but regardless of who it is, the identity of the shooter, this should be laid right at the feet of the radical left, right at the feet of the Democrats, and right at the feet of the mainstream media that has demonized relentlessly and brainwashed people to believe there's the National Guards and a shot in the head. You know, it's disturbing to me as a veteran to watch a brother like that who is just there doing his duty to preserve and protect his country and our Constitution, to see him laying there shot in the head like that. So I believe this is a watershed moment, every bit as much as Charlie Crook's assassination or the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is a watershed moment where it's gone kinetic. Once again, it's already been that way, but now we have no doubt that this is a kinetic war, a kinetic insurrection that we are facing in this country. And as I said last segment, I believe it's incumbent upon us to realize where we are, to encourage President Trump to do his duty by dropping the hammer on the insurrection, to invoke the Insurrection Act, to call forth the militia, including all of us. We should be able to be ready to stand too in our counties and answer the call. Let's encourage President Trump to use the American people as the founders intended, as the militia. That is the safe place to put the military power and the law enforcement power in this country, is in the hands of we the people. And we could help him to keep this country safe. We are going to see terror attacks in this country. You're going to see October 7 style attacks across the country, most likely attacking schools or churches, you know, God forbid. That's what they're going to do. So we need to get ready for that. Let's encourage President Trump to do his duty, to call us forth to do our duty, do a public call to action for the American people, and give us express orders, all the able-bodied males, to come together in our counties and prepare to defend the Republic. And while we're at that, we also need to stand up in our counties, in our towns, our counties, and our churches, and get ready for what we know is coming. So while we encourage him to utilize us, we need to step up now. So I want to talk to every veteran out there right now. You swore the same oath I did to support and defend the Constitution. All you prior law enforcement swore that same oath. A lot of you first responders, firefighters, I served as a firefighter myself. I know you all love this country and are loyal to this country and our Constitution. It's important for you. It's imperative that you step forward right now in your towns and counties, in your churches, and organize all of the men to get ready for what we know is coming. You need to get ready to defend the Republic. I encourage you, you can go to oathkeepers.info. If you want to join Oath Keepers, we're happy to have you, whether you're prior service or not, because our duty is to train you. The militias of the founders, their ideal was that everyone is the militia, and that's still how it is by federal statute. So I don't treat you any differently. So I invite you to join Oath Keepers. Go to oathkeepers.info. You can join by mail. And we also have a GiveSendGo, givesendgo.com/oath. I don't yet have the ability to take credit cards on our website. But if you go to givesendgo.com/oath and do a donation of $100, just say in the note in below your donation, which will be anonymous to the public. They won't be able to see who you are, but you can say this is for membership. I'll be able to go and see your email, and I'll honor that and make you a member of Oath Keepers. But regardless whether you join Oath Keepers or not, you want to support our mission, go to givesendgo.com/oath. Please donate to help us, because we're going to reorganize and get back in the streets to protect Trump supporters and the American public in general against radical leftist violence, as we did for the duration of our existence against Antifa in the streets. And we're going to organize and train our communities to prepare for the jihadist attacks that are coming. But whether you do that or not, whether you join Oath Keepers or not, I want every male veteran out there, every able-bodied man out there, to come together, military, law enforcement, first responders, but also men who are not any of those but are still loyal to this country, come together in your communities right now, in your neighborhoods, and in your churches. Start right there, neighborhood and church. Organize the men in your neighborhood. Organize the men in your church. Then step to your town and then your county. Go sit down with your sheriff, encourage him to start a sheriff's posse, and put you in that posse, you and your able-bodied brothers and sisters in that posse to get ready to suppress the insurrection, to defend your homes and your freedom in your county. But while you're encouraging the sheriff to do that, organize yourselves at the neighborhood level, armed neighborhood watches, armed, robust church security teams. In fact, I think every able-bodied male in the church should be organized to defend the church and the broader community. It's a stronghold. It should be a stronghold. If your pastor is not willing to do that, then frankly, you need a new church or a new pastor. Get yourselves organized. So let's do our duty while we also encourage and support President Trump in doing his duty. Now, today is the eve of Thanksgiving. Last night, someone sent me a clip of Charlie Kirk answering a question, explaining about how this is a Christian nation and has been founded from the beginning to be a Christian nation. I want to play that clip and talk about that. I think it's important on the eve of Thanksgiving to remember where we come from.
Israel was founded on common law because the Declaration only refers to God four times, and the Constitution doesn't refer to God at all. And it only articulates the structure of government.
So first of all, remember that we were a collection of states and colonies, and you need to read the state constitutions before anything else. 9 out of 13 of the original states required you to be a Bible-believing Christian to serve in government at the time of the founding. All 13 out of 13 required a declaration of faith. 9 out of 13 required you to be a Protestant, except Maryland, which was Catholic, which still required a declaration of faith. Almost every single one of the original state constitutions, Pennsylvania included, they had, "I profess Lord and Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior," in the original state constitutions. You remember, we're a collection of states before that. Secondly, 55 out of 56 of the original signers of the Declaration were Bible-believing, church-attending Christians. So common law is inherited from Blackstone, who was Christian. A common law is an outgrowth of the scriptures. So let's go to three principles of common law: presumption of innocence, due process, and jury of your peers. All three are biblical principles, wrapped into the ultimate biblical principle that you shall not favor justice if you are rich or poor, which is in Leviticus 19, right before the most famous part of Leviticus 19, which is that you should love your neighbor as yourself. But before that is that in the administration of justice, you shall not favor the rich or the poor, which is the idea of blind justice. We get that in the West, which is incorporated also in the New Testament ideal. Neither slave nor Greek nor Jew, you're all one in Jesus Christ, which we get the idea of human equality. These are all biblical ideas. They're not Enlightenment ideas, which is they kind of get conflated at the time. But more importantly than that, they say that God was only mentioned four times in the Declaration of Independence. Well, that's a big deal. Okay. Laws of nature and nature's God. The last paragraph of the Declaration reads as a prayer. It says, "We appeal to the supreme judge of the universe." Who's the judge of the universe? Jesus Christ. It says in Revelation that Jesus will judge the earth on his throne. So in the Declaration, they were praying to Christ our Lord as a prayer, very specifically. Thirdly, as I said on the stage yesterday, Deuteronomy was by far the most quoted book, religious or non-religious, in the time of the founding when they were putting together the Constitution, more than John Locke, more than Montesquieu, more than Blackstone. So the book of Deuteronomy, which talked about laws, customs, traditions, it was Moses' farewell address as he's, you know, about to say goodbye. Say, "Hey, good luck in Canaan, guys. Here's how you should set up your form of government." But finally, and most importantly, let's look at actually what the founders said. John Adams famously said the Constitution was only written for a moral and religious people. It was wholly inadequate for the people of any other. The body politic of America was so Christian and was so Protestant that our form and structure of government was built for the people that believed in Christ our Lord. One of the reasons we're living through a constitutional crisis is that we no longer have a Christian nation, but we have a Christian form of government, and they're incompatible. So you cannot have liberty if you do not have a Christian population.
Amen. Charlie Kirk was absolutely correct about that. And now you see another reason why he was murdered, is that they don't want you to return to being a Christian nation. But I believe, once again, what man means for evil, God will use for good. We are seeing a revival across this country, a return to Christianity, and not just the normal, you know, not prosperity preaching Christianity. I'm talking about founding fathers, Black Robe Regiment, fire in the belly Christianity. It's a return I'm seeing, and I'm glad to see it. Myself, having gone through being a political prisoner, that strengthened my faith. So let us return to God, return to our Christian roots as this nation. As Charlie Kirk said, you're not going to be a free republic if you don't also return to being a Christian nation. Now, I wanted to bring attention to Alex Jones has just posted it on at the Real Alex Jones on X, a poll asking who shot the National Guard troops in D.C., and he wants your input. So please go there to the at Real Alex Jones on X and answer the poll. Was it a communist? Was it trans, Muslim, Antifa? See what your vote is, what you think it was, and we're going to find out. If I had to pick, I would say it was, well, I think communist Antifa are pretty much the same answer, frankly. I think it was someone like that who's been radicalized to believe that National Guardsmen are Nazis and are oppressing the American people when it's the exact opposite. So we'll see let's see the poll so far. So we're at 16.2% for communist, 29.3% for trans, 23.4% for Muslim, and 31.1% for Antifa. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll find out which one's right. So for those who just joined us, we have two National Guardsmen who've been shot in Washington, D.C. One other person, still not identified, also shot. Apparently one of the National Guardsmen was airlifted in critical condition, shot in the head, and now there's a suspect in custody. When we have identity of the suspect, if we get that before the segment ends, we'll break in with that. But this is a watershed moment. We all need to reflect on what this means for our nation and what must be done to save it. So I encourage you, as you go with your family for Thanksgiving, family and friends, to pray for our nation and to take seriously what it means to be a Christian in this nation. Let's have real Thanksgiving for God's favor. You know, the founders relied, as Charlie Kirk so eloquently stated, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, they relied on divine providence, but they also pledged to each other their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. Do you want to break to what J.D. Vance is talking about right now? Is he talking about the shooting? If he is, let's break in on that. Okay, no sweat. So let's remember that. They pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. And many of them paid that price. Lately, I've heard excuses being given for Kash Patel, for example, that he must have been threatened, you know, or for Bongino or anybody else in the Trump administration. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and play the clip from Fox News from J.D. Vance, the vice president, talking about what's going on.
But I think it's a somber reminder that soldiers, whether they're active duty, reserve, or National Guard, our soldiers are the sword and the shield of the United States of America. And as a person who goes into work every single day in that building and knows that there are a lot of people who wear the uniform of the United States Army, let me just say very personally, thank them for what they're doing. We're grateful to them, and we're praying that they're going to be safe and they're going to spend Thanksgiving with their families. God bless them. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the business of the Army and about what you're doing and about why it's important to the United States of America and why we are proud of you, every single one of our soldiers here in Fort Campbell and all across the world.
Here you go.
We have got some incredible guests here to honor this moment, to honor you, to say thanks to so many of you for spending time away from your families here this day before Thanksgiving. And I want to give just a few shout outs to some of our special guests before we get started. First of all, to General Travis McIntosh and Command Sergeant Major Charles Walker, thank you guys for leading this incredible facility, and thank you for serving in the United States Army and making us proud. Where are you guys? Please stand up and be recognized. Thank you all.
So Vice President Vance just laid out the reality that our troops go in harm's way, or willingly are willing to go in harm's way every day. And that is what sets apart those who have served from those who have not, that we did right when we entered service. We wrote a blank check made out to the American people for an amount up to and including our lives. And many of our brothers and sisters have given their lives, and that's exactly why, as I was saying earlier, I've got no F's to give for any excuses for why anyone in government doesn't do their duty under their oath. They should all go and walk through Arlington Cemetery and look at all the tombstones and read how young those men were when they died. And look and see what they sacrificed, and then steel yourself to do your duty.
Hey, Alex.
Like Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun. Those were West Virginia National Guard. The governor and I reporting they are both dead.
Oh, my God.
So, and this is just the beginning. If I had to guess, it's, well, we know it's some Lepus. They might actually try to frame us, but I think that's a low probability. But this is just a prelude, folks, of what has just begun here. So you got the statement. I just wanted to be here and say God bless their families. But the Second American Revolution is now live.
Amen.
This is a shot heard around the world.
Can I see that? Thank you, sir.
You've got it there, right there.
Oh, okay.
But, cool. I mean, do you agree this is a shot heard around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the shot heard around the world. And President Trump, is now his duty to recognize where we are, as Patrick Henry said.
That's right. He has to preserve. He has to now.
He has to now. That's right. He needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. He needs to call forth the militia, including all of us, and have us stand to in our counties and prepare to defend the Republic. And he needs to drop the hammer on the coup. He needs to expose the coup, as I've been saying for years, starting back in 2020 with open letters to him. He has absolute authority as commander-in-chief to declassify anything held in the files of the FBI, CIA, DOJ, anywhere in the government, NSA. He needs to go scorched earth right now to expose the coup inside of these agencies. All the stay-behinds, all the people that his appointees have failed to purge out now need to be exposed and then purged. And I would start with the judges who are blocking everything he wants to do. As Alex has said earlier, at least 80% of them are not loyal to the Constitution. They're loyal to the deep state or they're loyal to the radical left, which is really the same thing. The deep state has chosen sides and has chosen the side of the radical left in this country. That's why Brennan, you know, a supposed ex-communist, is still a communist and also a deep stater. So President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act. He should kick the FBI, the CIA, the NSA out of their buildings, and frankly, the same with the DOJ, and then send in military intelligence to go through all the files to disclose and declassify all the dirt. Put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of that and have Pete Hegseth assist her with military forces and military intelligence to go sort through all the nonsense and sort out the coup and expose them. And start with the judges, but go right down through the CIA, FBI, and DOJ and purge them out. He has to do that now, and he should invoke the Insurrection Act while he's doing that and then deploy us, we the people, as the militia across the country. This is the right thing to do. It's his duty, and will also, I believe, bring the American people to their senses and bring us together in unity. And I want to stress something very clearly, that throughout the history of Oath Keepers, we have always defended the rights of any American, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, we don't care. We protected black-owned businesses in Ferguson, Missouri. Across the country, we don't care what your race is. And when we go out and do disaster relief, we don't care what your politics are either. It's just Americans helping Americans. I believe most Americans are good people who just want to live their lives and want their children to have better lives than they did and live in freedom. So I think it's imperative that President Trump right now do his best to unify the American public and focus on the threat of terrorism like this. This is a terrorist act. Focus on this threat. Everyone wants to be safe. Everyone wants their families to be safe. Focus on that. We all should agree that we want to have a safe community, and we should be rallying behind the president to make sure that every community is safe. You're not going to have enough police officers in your community. You're not going to have enough National Guardsmen, of course, also, when you have a hot situation of jihadists, for example, going kinetic across the country. There's not going to be enough first responders to take care of it. That's why we, the people, must step up. So while we encourage President Trump to call us forth, let's also come together in our counties. So all you men at church this Sunday, when you go to services, come together and talk about what you're going to do in your community. Use your church as the first step, the first stronghold. Have a meeting of the men after the service and talk about what you're going to do to protect not just the church, not just those who belong to it, the flock of the church, but your communities as the founders expected of you. And then get together with all your veterans. Go to the VFW halls and talk to your veterans. Go to any veterans group out there. Or just have a muster on the town square or in your town park and come together. Veterans coming together, throw your DD-214 on the table, show who you are, what your training was, what you can do. and all the other men come together, and the veterans should take charge of organizing the men and focus on the national security threat of terrorism. That's something that should unite most Americans. Don't focus on political disagreements. Focus on the threat of terrorism. Make that your starting point. And then go reach out to your sheriff. Invite your sheriff to attend the meeting of the men. Let the sheriff know that this is your posse in waiting. We would love to have you go ahead and organize us as your posse right now, but also state very clearly that we are President Trump's militia in waiting. Your governors throughout every state of the union have been derelict in their duties, have not organized you as the militia, even though under your state constitutions and state laws, every one of you is able-bodied, usually say mirroring the federal statutes, 17 to 45, you're supposed to be the militia in your states. They have not done it. But President Trump can call you forth as the militia and organize you himself with a stroke of the pen. No one can stop him. He has absolute authority as commander-in-chief, and he has the duty. So just understand that. Bring the men together. Educate them about that reality, that pursuant to federal statutes, even though you've never been called forth yet, pursuant to federal statutes, the President of the United States as commander-in-chief can call you forth as the militia. The National Guard, under federal statute, is called the organized militia. Anybody who's not in the National Guard, 17 to 45, and for veterans, age 64, is the unorganized militia. Let's come together and organize ourselves, waiting for President Trump's orders or waiting for your sheriff's orders, but getting ready for what we know is coming. And at the same time, let's encourage President Trump to do his duty by calling us forth. I believe we have a chance to save this republic, but only if we step up and do our duty. As the founders said, duty is ours, results are God's. Now, please support InfoWars in their fight. They are the tip of the spear. Right now, there's an awesome sale going on, and Alex and the crew need your support. And while you're at it, it's buy one, get one free until Friday night at midnight. Take advantage of that sale, 25% off all apparel. And that's what fuels the info war. Alex doesn't have sponsors. He doesn't have millionaire backers. He's got you. We, the people, have to step up, support the info war, and also step up, support President Trump in doing his duty. God bless America.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help, too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. And we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.